There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast number 458. It's a Christmas miracle. We're releasing this podcast on Christmas Day, so as a special present to you, super short intro. I'm not promoting anything myself. I'm not going to put it out in this episode so you don't have to listen to that. I'm just going to tell you that Catherine Hahn is awesome. You probably saw her in We're the Millers. She was on Crossing Jordan. She's amazingly cool and hilarious and was fun to riff with and screw around with, and I will just say that she's in the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is out in theaters today, starring Ben Stiller. It's Christmas Day, and this intro is less than a minute. Don't get used to this. They're not going to be less than a minute, because not every day is Christmas, then it wouldn't make this special. So I send you Christmas hugs, or whatever sort of holiday or non-denominational thing that you celebrate, or whatever your religious beliefs are. I less than three you. Happy everything! The Nerdist Podcast number 458.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Recording. Quick.
It's recording. Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hey, Chris, nice to see you.
That was an awesome entrance.
I'm so sorry. I was coming from Anaheim, and it just took forever in Anaheim.
Yeah. What were you doing in Anaheim?
What else is there to do in Anaheim?
Besides come from there.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit over there? There's an extra chair. Would that be awkward?
Kyle's not allowed to sit at the grown-ups table.
But it's weird, because then I would be like this.
It gives him far too much of a complex, an ego.
I feel like you should.
No, Kyle, stay in your place.
Yes, sir.
Get back in your cage.
It's gonna feel really weird to be like.
My water dishes.
Oh, he won't say
him.
Anything from here.
He's
on
not
out.
In a cage at the
God
moment.
Girl,
he's very.
They were really getting along well. They were talking about the LA school system.
Kyle, yes. Stop giving her the puppy dog eyes.
I fell in love, guys. This feels awkward.
Do you want to switch seats? I love having my back towards Kyle.
Oh, I really do.
Just so you guys can be an eye shot of each other.
So we can wink at each other.
At least Jenna's not the perfect size to block me or anything.
I'll just occasionally just give you the finger. Now, exactly. It's good. Check my corners. Hi, guys.
Hey, stop trying to connect with the guest, Kyle.
God.
What?
Scrooge over here.
No.
Merry
I'm sorry.
Christmas.
Okay, here's what you don't understand. Kyle is a house elf. I don't know if you saw the Harry Potter series.
Oh! I did not.
Yeah. But essentially, if you give him any attention, it's like giving him a sock. And then
I see.
Yeah.
And then he's fine.
Do not give him an attention sock. That's all.
He ruins socks, this guy.
He does. I want to know what an attention sock is.
You're giving it to him right now.
This is, you guys, it's already happening.
It's already happening. Oh, my God, guys, it's a yes-and tornado. I have come from.
I love Kyle.
He's kind of our podcast Muppet.
He's the best.
He sort of reminds you of Sweetums sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. the big walk around Muppet who's like, okay. he's sort of that guy. He's adorable. You're like Sweetums.
Sweetums.
He's all furry. I was coming from. I went to Disneyland yesterday.
Okay.
And so.
Did you stay at the Grand Californian?
Yes, I did.
I love the Grand Californian.
Except for the rooms. Yes. It is a great hotel.
Why? You don't like the rooms? I like the bunk beds.
Well,
that stuff is cool.
Oh, well, you have kids.
Yeah. Apparently. No, what if I was like, mm-mm.
Well, it's just the regular rooms. I mean, you walk in and the place is the most gorgeous craftsman.
And it's gorgeous at Christmas.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's
oh,
what
I'm
I went
sure.
Around.
Gorgeous.
Magical.
But then you go in the room and you're like,
oh, it's like a motel.
It's not even a nice hotel room. It's a nice motel room.
It's a nice motel room.
Yeah.
But you don't spend a lot of time in the room.
No. So it's fine.
I don't.
What did you do in, what were you doing at Disneyland?
I just went, my girlfriend and I and Nathan Fillion and his girlfriend went, and we just went for the day because we had a day off. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
and fun. We just fucked around the whole
makes
day.
Makes it so much more relaxing to go to Disneyland when you could just, you know, go to sleep there.
Yeah.
It kind of
yeah.
takes a lot of pressure
You can
off.
Get in early, too, if you stay. That's why we like staying at that hotel, because you can get in an hour early. Well, the back entrance, yeah. and then also you get in an hour early. Mm-hmm. You can get in at 8. They open it up for eight at 8 in the morning for you.
Yeah.
I know.
That's pretty early to I go just to.
Honey, yeah. we're up at 6 a.m. anyway. I'm telling you, I have my two little fuckers.
Getting checked.
Yeah. I just got to go to Disneyland after hours.
Yes.
You did?
Yes. This clothing company, The Hundreds, had this like 10-year anniversary party. And so they had it at, like, in Tomorrowland. So it started at 10 and went till 2. And so, like, some friends of ours that work with them, they're like, let's all go. So we went down, and you just kind of have to follow this path so you don't get lost in the closed-down Disneyland. And you end up in Tomorrowland, just no lines anywhere, except the longest line we had to deal with was the churro line.
Oh, yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can it I is tell worth
you?
It.
You know, so there's the little gumbo place in New Orleans Square,
mm-hmm.
and they have these seasonal.
Yo, I guarantee there's some good gumbo.
Real good gumbo.
My
New
two
Orleans
favorite
well.
Gumbos, Disneyland and the Grove.
You don't go Americana, Glendale. Is this racist?
It is. I don't think it is, because white people sound like that.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So we went to, they basically have these butternut squash fritters that are seasonal. And they're amazing.
That sounds really
okay.
good.
Yeah, that sounds really, actually really delicious.
Butternut squash anything.
Butternut, they're sugary and they're like little donut holes and they're...
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Why are we still here right now? Yeah. We need to get over there.
We should go right back.
I took everyone. No one in the group had seen Captain EO, and I can't imagine that Captain EO is going to be there much longer.
Yeah, I heard by the end of the year they're just going to...
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Michael Jackson thing, right?
Yes.
That is the Michael... Have you seen
George
it?
George Lucas.
It's like the hologrammy. I think a long yeah. time ago.
George yeah. Lucas, Francis Ford Coppola.
That's right, that's right.
Michael Jackson.
It's like
Angelica
17 minutes.
Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 17 minutes, and it was made in 1986. And at the time, I'm sure it was millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions. And so you're watching the... while you're waiting to go in, you're watching this video that gives you like a behind the scenes. And it's like a behind the scenes that doesn't really give you any actual information. It's just a montage of people making set drawings and then the set.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really and everyone's really serious about it and they're really into it. And then you watch it and it's not great. It's
yeah,
really
it's
not
no.
good.
The song is good. And it's just another part of me.
That's the end. But then in the when he's like shooting cartoon light out of his hands, it's like gonna change the world. Like it's yeah. that song, and it
makes everyone white. Isn't that what happens? Like everyone turns
everybody
it like they start wearing white.
They start wearing white, Jonah. They don't. There are black people in it too.
Yeah, but. He was also a black person wearing white.
Wearing white.
Trying to turn himself white.
Exactly.
It's
just
chemically.
Another part of him.
Oh, stop reading into things. You're bending my mind as much as a story that said that we might mathematically be a holographic projection. Our entire universe might be a hologram.
That is, I'm still.
Did you read that?
Yes.
Wait, what's that?
Our entire universe might be a holographic simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the source coming from?
It's mathematically when they break down mathematically what a hologram is. There's some research that suggests that when you break down dimensionally the way that space and time are represented, that it's mathematically is like a hologram.
Yeah.
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 People have said that for a while though, right?
Well, the marbles at the end of Men in Black where it's it zooms out and zooms out and then it's a marble in a bag of other universes.
Yeah.
I
love that idea of that. Did you guys see that Another World or Another Earth? Did you see that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Brit Marling? I love that idea.
Wait, the one like where she gets in that accident?
And then she there's just another Earth.
Yeah. Oh, that's
that she knows
another part of Earth.
yeah, that's a real kind of depressing movie. With,
I didn't see it.
Oh.
But it sounds amazing. I mean, the idea of it was like, what?
So the idea of this movie, Another Earth, which is kind of like an indie
I
movie.
I love it.
It's
right.
a real low budget movie. But what's the guy? Tom Cruise's cousin is in it. The guy from Lost.
Tom Cruise's cousin?
Yeah.
Josh Holloway?
No, it's not Josh Holloway.
Matthew Fox?
No, it's like he was the guy.
Terry O'Quinn. I'm naming every male actor in Lost.
Michael Emerson. No.
He wasn't one. He was one of the others that was like acted like he was part of the.
Ethan.
I
can't remember Ethan's name.
Yeah.
Let's call him Tim Cruise.
Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy.
Yeah, let's look. Oh, no. So it's basically, it's this girl that's like, you know, getting ready to go to college or some of that, or have this like whole life ahead of her. And then she's driving, and then, you know, the radio stars say we're seeing what appears to be another Earth. And she's looking at it while driving, and then ends up getting into a car accident.
Well, sure.
And it ends up like killing, like, you know, most of a family. So this guy's wife and daughter die.
Yeah.
And so, And so she goes to jail for like negligence for a long time.
Happy
so
holidays.
She gets out. The guy never knew what the girl looked like. And so she, out of guilt, starts like,
yeah.
Where's the sci-fi part of this?
That just the fact that it's like, so the whole time you keep on hearing other things where like they're trying to make contact with it. And it's as the stories go along, you see you hear on the radio or see on the TV, they're trying to contact. And then like the representative from our Earth contacts the representative from that Earth. And it's the same person contacting each other.
Oh, bizarre
like,
Obama.
Where are you from? I'm from this place. Are you from?
Giving away the movie?
No. This is just kind of what it is. Yeah. And then like, yeah. So, because the movie is more about that, like that you know, the other story, the sad story.
Yeah.
But so it's an intense
destruction at home.
It's an intense family drama in the backdrop of a mirror universe.
It's like a mirror universe.
Yeah.
William Mapother.
What is it?
William Mapother.
Oh, Mapother. That's his God-given name, right?
Is that Tom Cruise's real
Mapother
last name?
Mapother is his last name. Yeah. Mapother.
Mapother.
Mm-hmm. Mapother.
Mapother.
As the Cajuns call it.
The map of a gumbo.
Sorry, guys. Gumbo. I've been watching a lot of American Horror Story Coven, so I'm all in Cajun.
It's Coven.
It's Coven.
I want to say. Every time.
The best movie ever.
Coven. No, it's Coven.
Coven.
Weak. That's my favorite when he calls his mom weak because she wasn't going to drink the beer. Just to get away. Weak. I love that movie.
Well, Catherine, we are here to talk about you.
Yeah, let's get into it, guys. It's a hologram.
I had just seen We're the Millers, and you're fucking great in it.
Mm.
And Nick Offerman, I adore.
I love him with that big mug.
Nick Offerman has the best way of expressing words.
He's a poet.
I checked out some of his woodwork. It's really good.
It's
a bit too expensive.
Hey, it's in Atwater, right?
Yeah, it's on San Fernando. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a totally like a full-on amazing woodworking.
It's funny. You know what his brother
studio.
Does, right?
No.
He's a brewer in the Midwest. He works at a brewery.
So his brother's a brewer and he's a woodworker.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Who just happens to be an actor.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of more what it is.
The hottest. And he's like so romantic. They're so cute together.
I mean, it just seems like the acting career is just a way to fund the woodworking.
I think so. Making his boats. He's incredible. And he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And he's a gentleman. I can't say enough about that guy. I love him.
He's really good.
He said the single funniest thing to me that's ever been said on this podcast that I
outside of all the
about.
Stuff I've said
not that at all no including all of that because we were having sort of it was kind of a serious conversation about unplugging from the internet, and he just said something like, he's like, well, Megan and I in the evenings we were checking a lot of email, and so we decided to unplug. And I'm like, well, what do you do then? He was like, whatever takes our fancy, a glass of wine, read a book, 69ing on the floor. Like, it was just like this completely out of nowhere.
He had to.
But he still had that same, he still had the eyebrows. It's all eyebrows and mustache.
He's so America. I love it.
Yeah.
He really is. It's so good.
But what is your, do you have a comedy background? Because you're really, really funny. And
I mean, I'm from Ohio, and I have two little brothers. I was trained in theater. I thought I was going to be a theater actress, but I was always kind of, my parents are wickedly funny, and it was a tough house if you couldn't keep up. And then I think it was McKay when I did a little part in Anchorman. That I got with through Jeannie McCarthy, Sissy Spacek, that kind of cracked that open. I'd never done any kind of real comedy before, that.
Really?
I mean, no. Like, I mean, I was always the asshole class clown. Like, always. Like, you know, I went to Catholic school my whole life, and it was always, you know, single sex education. So it was always us just like, you know, throwing tampons down the hallway.
Me too, like, but without the tampons.
Yeah. Without the tampons.
I went to all boys Catholic
school.
You
did. Yeah.
I did too.
So were you guys taught by Jesuits?
Jesuits, yeah. I always had Jesuit priests.
Yep.
Catholic.
And then whatever this sort of, and then there were some nuns there, but I don't know what order they were part of.
I don't know what the order of mine were. I remember my brothers went to the St. Ignatius, which was like the brother school for the Catholic school I went to, and they had to read their summer reading list included Iacocca, the Iacocca biography.
Oh, jeez.
For a freshman in college, wow. Which I remember being like, what is happening with the Jesuit priest? But I, my whole life, I went to, it was like co-ed up to eighth grade, and then high school was all
ladies. I liked the judge. I mean, they were good. They were cool. They were drunken louts.
Yep.
Like
a lot of real great red noses.
Red noses. There was a lot
huge
of
huge pores.
There was a lot of pores. You could. There were more places where you could find the Lord.
Yeah. For the Lord, exactly. Little more, pockets of
little
Jesus.
Little pockets of Jesus.
Why Irish? I mean, English, Southern accent.
My grandfather went to a Catholic school, all boys school, and there was a priest there that, like, if you got out of line, he would say, "All right, do you want to go to detention or do you want to box me?"
What?
And then, like, there were some kids, you know, big, like, Samoan kids would be like, "I'll box you." And then they would put on boxing gloves, and the priest would just kick the shit out of the kid.
Oh, my God. That's working it out.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord. Yeah. That's so weird.
Some would call that abuse.
Yes, yeah, someone.
Some might call that abuse.
Yeah. I once got a bruise from Sister Mary Catherine, who just, like, was poking me so much for my
that
bad handwriting.
That is way too stereotypical of a nun's name to
I know,
be a real
right?
person.
Yeah, no, Sister Mary
we
Catherine.
We had a Sister Anne Margaret.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Was she sexy?
They did not resemble. She was so hot. Redhead, so hot. Tits.
I had a sister.
She had tits?
Yeah.
Well, it's she a woman.
Man, I loved it. Okay. My favorite was Sister Annette Benning was one of my favorite ones.
We had...
Sister Debbie Moore.
No relation.
No relation. It's
totally,
weird.
Yeah.
What did you say, Sister Dudley Moore?
totally. Couldn't remember how to pronounce it. I was like, is it Debbie Moore? And then I was like, I'm such a grandma.
Sister
I was like, well, no, it's Debbie.
Dudley Moore.
Is it Sister Dudley Moore yeah. would be, I feel like I might have had a
our father who was in heaven.
We had Father Holmes was the infamous... freshman English teacher.
Boy toucher.
Well, that's the thing is that I found out that years later, a bunch of them, I went to two different schools because my family
really?
Moved, and a bunch of them got in trouble, like, multiple. And I'm not saying that all, I'm not
no
making the case
way.
At all, but a lot of them. It was like five
well,
or six.
There was like a moment where they all of a sudden, there was like, it was like a couple years ago. Do you remember that when it seemed like everybody was... Like, there was, like, a huge
where it was just,
sting.
Like, someone just ripped the lid off the Tupperware, and we're like, oh, what's going on in here? Yeah.
We never experienced... I mean, I don't think
I didn't either.
I don't think I ever even... there was a rumor that someone that had been at St. Anne's was moved to another parish because of something, but I don't know what that's founded on or whatever.
I haven't heard about anything.
Father Holmes had the dirtiest mouth. Like, there was so much swearing.
I love it.
So much swearing. Mm-hmm. That and
what would
and,
he use to clean it?
I don't... Come on, Jonah.
Sorry.
Jonah.
I thought we were still in the...
No, we weren't talking about that before.
I'm sorry. Don't say dirty mouth thinking that no one's going to jump to...
To what'd you clean it out with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really have to go
put
that
a bar of soap. Put a bar of soap in there.
You know, blue's not always the best color. You know, Jonah.
It's the warmest.
It could be the warmest.
Yep. It is a good color, though.
I don't know if it's the warmest, though. I feel like it's the coldest.
It is the coldest. Yeah, it's a cold. It's cold, Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I thought when a star shines
if you look on a thermal
blue,
map, if you look on a...
flick of a flame.
When a star
the
shines blue,
blue,
it means it's hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
It is. If you look at... Yeah, exactly.
That's
on
a good free association there, Chris.
Thank you very much.
You guys.
Oh, it is. Oh, no. Oh, remember the animal. Women in comfortable shoes. Oh, my. Did you ever do any improv?
Wait. I mean, I was in an awful improv group out of Cleveland when I was in high school.
Called
Project Lemon Jello, which was as awesome as it sounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not great. It was at the boys' school. It was a school called U.S., And it was awful, awful, atrocious. So no, never really. I never like did any, I don't know, I never did sketch. I never did stand up. I'm in awe of it. In awe of it.
I totally would have, you know, from the first, I totally would have pegged you as like, oh yeah, she trained at Second City and had a bunch of comedy.
I know like training. So many peeps that did. I went to Northwestern undergrad and that's where my husband and a lot of them did Improv Olympic. Like they were there at the beginning. Yeah. Do you guys know like Ed Herbstman?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, he's a gem. He and my husband are really, really good pals.
Really funny. Really funny. The I.O. guys are, I mean, they're an offshoot of Second City.
Yeah. Mandzukas is awesome. And they're
Mandzukas. And Koechner.
Jeanville
and
Peak.
All those guys.
Yeah. All those guys. It's an amazing group. Yeah, I'm in awe of it. I never felt like I had that crazy. I remember in Anchorman seeing Ferrell. Just being like, that brain is so unfettered. Like, I don't know how that gorgeous open channel. And he's still such a good, decent person on top of it. I don't know. It's pretty, and it was pretty amazing. I thought, oh God, I would love my brain to be like that much of an open.
The fact that he could just be, because usually, you know, when someone's as successful as him, there's going to be some kind of, well, he's kind of a dick, it turns out.
Yeah.
You know? But he just seems to just be a normal dude.
Yeah.
Well, because I think, you go into success with whatever baggage you had. I mean, like you come out of it with whatever baggage you had going in.
Yeah.
And apparently it was just like, this is like a nice guy. And he didn't really have a lot of the same issues that a lot of performers have. And so the success thing it was really just a filter over his life, but it didn't really change who he was.
Yes. Yeah. And you would hope that success then you would have a lot of gratitude walking into that kind of crazy, which he does. I mean,
plus
he's
got
such a good
way later in life.
Yeah.
It's like, if you think of like him, like John Hamm, like guys like that just didn't come into notoriety until way later. Yeah. But they're just kind of just, hey.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a guy, another guy.
Like Peter Sellers in Being There, like, I can't believe that. Which one
but not
favorite.
Peter Sellers in life. Who was a very horrible person.
He was a horrible person, right? I remember hearing that.
I just think he was
like a dick.
Like just, I think just like an incurable narcissist was at least the way that it was portrayed.
Yeah.
The way that he's been portrayed in books and in the, you know.
God, was he good in that movie though?
He was amazing.
And Shirley MacLaine.
Sister Shirley MacLaine.
Sister Shirley MacLaine. Sister Shirley MacLaine. She was very frugal with Kleenex. she would always tuck it up her sleeve. We had those nuns that would just like, didn't want you to waste Kleenex. So they would just like reuse the same and tuck it up there. Disgusting.
Murder.
Disgusting. We were just such idiots, us ladies in Catholic school. It was hilarious. We were just like, my mom, I think, thought I was going to grow like 7 dress sizes in 4 years. So my uniform was so big. Like I had with saddle shoes that looked like clown shoes. Like they were so big. I was an idiot. Like the girls would walk down and just pull the skirt off.
Because
it was so big and to my ankle, basically. I looked like.
Now, these are the kinds of stories that a young boy in Jesuit all boys school would just heated fantasies of like, oh my God, girls throw tampons at each other and they rip each other's skirts off and all.
Just idiots. We were just idiots.
Yeah.
Just a lot of farting in class. Just a lot of like, who could walk up? We would walk up to do something at the chalkboard with our skirt tucked into our own granny panties and just be like, and just wait to see how a nun addressed it. Yeah. I mean, it could not have been more stupid. Mm. Just dumb.
Let's hear more. What? No. I'm just curious as a sociological experiment.
So, like, when you guys were, we would, like, you couldn't open a locker without, like, I had some girlfriends that would just, like, cut out huge, like, basically, like, cut out cardboard phalluses that would pop out at you. It was the dumbest.
Girls' school sounds way more fun than boys' school.
Yeah,
boys'
school, you just get beat up more.
There's a lot of beating up.
Yeah.
Like, were you guys able to, were you, like, long hair kids, short hair kids? Were you, like, pretty squares?
You couldn't have long hair over your ears. You couldn't. Yeah.
Some kids could have ponytails
because it was part of their heritage.
Who could?
Samoan kids. They could have what they called.
Where did you grow up?
Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but they would have what they call booyahs. Mm. You know.
We had one really alternative kid in the school who was really into The Cure, and he had Robert Smith hair, and they made him take it down.
Ugh.
And then there was a big thing in the newspaper where someone had done a cartoon of a bunch of cookie cutter preppy kids, and then this kid. and then a guy who looked like the principal who was like, you know, no one's allowed to be different. Like, it was the most on-the-nose, quote-unquote, political cartoon. But at the time, we were like, yeah, man, stick it to the machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Freedom of press! In the end, the kid still had to cut his fucking hair.
Yeah.
So
I didn't.
Yeah. It was really just...
Well, it probably just made him more into The Cure.
Yeah, it probably
did. God, The Cure. I feel like we might be the same age.
We are. I think we're about the same age. Yeah, I think we're about the same
40?
Age. 42.
Okay.
Yeah. So I graduated high school in 89. Yeah. 91. Mm-hmm. And
it was
so,
like a lot of New Order. Oh. The Cure.
Crowded House. I was a big Crowded House fan.
House.
Fucking love Neil Finn. So you were on Crossing Jordan for a while. Mm. And then, more drama. So do you like doing that type of a show?
I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. It was awesome because I could pay off my student loans. It was like the best timing. I got it right out of grad school. I'm so grateful for it. But I definitely felt like I was working within a certain parameter of, you know, I wasn't able to be anything else but what that role in that gets a. It was a procedural drama.
Yeah.
There was only so much we could quirk.
Yeah.
Quirk it out. Like I had like my fake tattoos on for like 2 seasons, and then I think the makeup and hair department was just got tired of putting them on, so like she had them removed in an episode. Like it could not have been less examined or investigated. But I loved all the peeps, so it was an awesome group. It was just went on for surprising to all of us, like a really really long time.
A lot of improv on that show. Did you improv?
So
on
a lot of improv. That's why I honed my craft.
Yeah, when you can improv Latin names of diseases, and you're fucking the best.
They're the best. Just in the morgue. I was a grief counselor in the morgue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was awesome because I got to be witness to the most amazing stream of incredible guest actors who had to come in and do like these, you know, crazy emotional, like my daughter got run over by a combine and it's like whatever, like had to respond to like the most intense shit in such a short amount of time, and they were awesome. I just had such empathy for like that to come into someone on someone else's show and have to do that kind of acting.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because we actually had to combine your daughter's parts to reassemble her,
right?
And you don't really get to what cut what?
No,
I was trying to have fun with it. I was just trying to have fun with it. Yeah. Come on,
you guys, let's do this one for us.
Yeah, this crying motherfucker right here is not yes ending me, and I fucking left out the work.
It's so true. Oh my god. Yeah, it got to be. Yeah, we had a ball off camera. I love that group. Jerry O'Connell was hilarious, and at a certain point, like it got so. By the end of it, it was like it just became about him finding a way to not have his shirt on at one moment in an episode. It was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. But all those guys went on to do Heroes, which I think a lot of people enjoyed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that
yeah.
show. Yeah, a lot of the creators.
A lot. And then I remember I watched Hung.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was a fun show. I really liked that show.
Yeah.
I was... No?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of it that I... No. I loved that part. Are you kidding me? That was so fun. That was not my real unborn child in there, though. I play to... On Hung, I played a pregnant woman that calls Thomas Jane to... You know,
sort her out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because he has a giant penis. Which is
that's the point. Hung.
Yeah.
Hung.
It's not a show
about
suicide.
A hung jury.
I thought it was a Western.
Oh, we both did for the same.
Yeah, we're totally.
This is a lot nicer. It's not about a jury who can't decide in a verdict. I was like, it's about suicide.
I went with the. I just said, oh, it's. I thought it was a Western.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Nice. No.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. No.
I like that show. Tom's been on the podcast before. Hates wearing shoes.
Oh, I know. And he really, really doesn't like to cut his nails either, which is a tricky combo. At least that's how I spend it.
What do you think came first?
No, but
the
he
nail
doesn't.
Cutting?
Or he'll wear those shoes that look like you're wearing, that look like your bare feet. Like the people find them very comfortable.
The skeletons.
Yes, yeah. People find them very comfortable.
You have Vibrams?
You were wearing Vibrams.
I've never worn them.
I just want to say Vibrams.
On television you have.
Oh, did I wear them on TV?
Yes, you did.
For what?
On Fallon you wore them.
Oh, did I or did I just bring them out?
No, you wore them, but it was kind of like a bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I wore them
but
as a bitch.
But to say you've never worn them, Chris, that is a lie.
Because
yeah, not in your personal life. You just haven't. You've worn them as a bit.
Well, Jimmy and I were doing a live show together, mm-hmm. and the audio guy mic'd it, who was wearing them, and we're like, no, there's gonna. And then he went on and on about, like, they're great, and I wore them to a wedding, and we were like,
walk up trees.
So he left, and we were like, are you fucking kidding me? And you're like, we started making fun of the guy, and then I looked down, and I'm like, we're mic'd, and he's the audio guy.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And so it would just, we were trying to backpedal. Yes. Like, you know, that's what a great guy! You know, there was
feeling.
No way to get out of it. So no. When I went on Fallon once,
I like,
I'll
wear up. Oh,
yeah.
That's smart.
I brought him a pair.
You're no dummy.
No.
But you know what? People think they're very comfortable. I mean, they're not attractive.
Some people.
Yeah. It's like you'd walk on, you know, the, you know, I don't know, coral reefs.
Listen,
one shouldn't.
No.
I'm saying you wouldn't get cut.
I think it's nice that there's the fashion equivalent to the fanny pack for the feet.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was Crocs, but not anymore.
But not anymore.
Yeah.
No, Crocs are bad for the ankles.
Really?
My kids are not allowed to wear them in school because there's a lot of twisted ankles on the playground.
I thought you were just supposed to wear them for gardening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that basically what they're supposed to
be?
I think
it's like slippers. If you wear Crocs in public, you have to wear gardening gloves in public too.
Yes. Yeah. And those knee pads, just in case you need to weed a bed.
Yeah, that's right. That should be a law that someone should
make. If that had been made.
That's right. So you were a pregnant lady and you, mm-hmm. You did at least three episodes, right?
Yeah. Like three or four. It was fun. I mean, he's intense, but he's real good. Real good.
Were you pregnant at the time? Or?
No. No. My God. Could you imagine if I was like, that was actually my unborn child in there while I was being fake humped from behind on camera? It would be like the worst.
Well, sweetie, you were on television once.
Here's your
debut.
Oh, my God. Awful. No. That was a big fake. Awesome prosthetic. Belly on.
Is it? What is it like doing a sex scene? Especially, is it weird or funny or?
What is the part? What if I was like, it's my baseline. It's like where I want to be. It's just in a nude thong. No, it's awkward always. But it's, you know, it depends on the gig. That was terrifying. It was like an awesome abyss where you just like jump into, you know. Just jump into the abyss. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd really be able to ever, not that anyone has ever asked me, but I don't know if I'd be able to do one and not be like, this is silly, this is ridiculous. Like,
well, yeah, you have to giggle. I mean, that and this movie I did called Afternoon Delight were like the two that I kind of had to, I guess, be the most exposed in those ways. And both were like, you know, I knew going into it that that's what was happening. And it was like, it was appropriate for the gig. And everyone's a professional. I mean, it's not like, you know.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I guess just the. I mean, I would assume that it's just like anything.
Have you
else.
Ever had to have like a smooching scene, like any of those?
Not well on television, and not for a long time. And it was weird. I mean, it's weird because
it is.
You're acting, but still, essentially, you're still making out with someone. Like,
that's almost weirder than the. For some reason, I find it to be weirder than the like actual. Because
it's more intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sex stuff you can just sort of like, oh, I'm getting fucked.
Yeah.
Is that how you have sex?
Yep.
Oh, it's weird.
Really erotic.
It's crazy. Can't believe this is happening.
Oh my God.
Oh, stuff's coming out. Whoa. I gotta call Bobby. He's gonna flip. Whoa.
I like all of it, guys.
I'm like one of the orangutans in Jungle Book. I'm like, I'm just like a jazz orangutan.
How good is the animation in Jungle Book?
It's my favorite Disney movie.
My favorite is when the snake shrugs. It's like and the neck goes up. You're like, it's amazing.
That's you know what I wrote. Really good snake acting in the animated Robin Hood.
It's really good
snake acting.
Yeah. It's because like the whole body, like there's a thing where he gets, you know, the king tells him to go away, and then he goes into his basket, but then like his body comes up as like elbows over the edge of it and just kind of goes.
Oh.
That was such an amazing period of animation. And is it like the 60s where everything got, you know, everything was so lush in the 40s and then in the 60s, it just they simplified all the lines.
Yeah.
And it's so gorgeous. It's
gorgeous.
My favorite period of animation.
I got to do, I have a small scene in the Tomorrowland, the Brad Bird directed movie that was being shot in Vancouver. And, you know, he's like, God, do you know Brad Bird?
I've never met him, but I
know. He's like Willy Wonka. I was like, oh.
The Incredibles.
Like, yes. Iron Giant is one of my.
Yeah, I love Iron Giant.
I love it so much. And like, it was kind of a little bit like an independent animated film, like when it came out. Like, it's kind of amazing to think of like that. But he talked about Jungle Book 2 as being like his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he loved it. That's really loved cool to hear. He loved when, what's the lion's name? The tiger.
Shere Khan?
Shere Khan.
Yeah.
How he has to try, he's trying to do something to the snake to get him to like off his game and to establish his, like, so he takes his claw and he just kind of goes in his nostril. Remember that? It's like the weirdest, most specific little gesture with his like one fingernail.
Yeah, and then he says like, forget it, Jake, it's the Jungle Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's... That was really amazing. Shere Khan. We all felt it.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Pretty spot on.
Thank you.
Jonah, snap out of it.
Oh,
yeah, I'm back.
You're in another one of your character comas.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm a tiger.
Jonah couldn't shake. Couldn't shake Shere Khan.
They had the most amazing... It's really hard when I come home at night.
You guys, if you could be in this room right now, it's terrifying.
You're just to your wife, you're like, where's dinner? And it's like your nose, your finger goes right up her nose.
And then she says, you haven't made it yet. I go, right away, dear.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
They had the most amazing way of drawing skeletal structure, which is, I think, the way that they really... Chuck Jones is amazing at that, too, mm-hmm. where if you saw someone's skin move, you could see the three-dimensional structure underneath. But I fucking love...
And you studied all that when you were in college, right?
I did.
Were you an animator?
I did animation for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't major in it because I would have had to have majored in film and to get into
Where'd you go to school?
I went to UCLA.
Yeah.
So I was a philosophy major, but I took the animation track just for fun, and it was great.
Amazing.
It was really great.
I'm in awe of those guys. I've always wanted to visit Pixar because I heard the like campus is
You got to
crazy.
Go.
I went to Pixar.
Did you go to that private, apparently there's like that private room that you like open a secret door and then there's like scotch in it.
No.
That's the big reveal. Yeah. Welcome to Pixar. What could be behind that door? Yeah. Oh my God, it could be like Woody's brain or
just like
Tom Hanks's real hand. Like he had a fake hand, but no one knew.
And I'd imagine that secret door with scotch is like at every animator's desk.
Right, I'm sure.
And by secret door, you mean top drawer?
Top left.
What, the hair's not moving right? Hold on, let me call my wife and say I'm missing the kids.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
they don't have good lives.
Are you a voice in a Pixar movie?
No, but that would be awesome. I went up there for we podcasted Billy Crystal, and so they had this thing for Monsters University, and so we went up there.
Still fooling them.
It's the name of his book. We went up there and got a bit of a tour, and it's pretty kick ass. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The light that lights the courtyard is the Pixar lamp.
That's so rad.
Oh, enormous. Forget it.
I'll show you pictures.
I'm so into all that stuff. Like, I because now I have two kids, so we see animated movies on a very fairly regular basis, and I am obsessed with Ponyo. I can't remember the. That amazing Japanese animator.
Spirited Away. Oh.
Spirited Away version. Yeah.
Miyazaki.
Ponyo, the Leftovers. Not the Leftovers. The Lottery. No. The Lottery Kids. What if it was just called The Lottery Kids?
Yeah. It's just their version. It's like a sadder version of Swing Kids.
Right.
I got the lottery this kids. Not going to work a day in my life.
We can win this time.
Yeah, I swear it.
The lottery kids.
Yeah.
Damn. Rip.
Get another fake mustache. Got to be 18 to buy these things.
Hello, sir. That movie is crazy. And I also saw Finding Nemo again recently, and I was like, Ellen DeGeneres as Dory is such an unbelievable performance.
Yeah.
So good.
It's really good.
Nemo!
I can't. It's been on TV a bunch lately,
Nemo!
And every
Nemo!
Time I do it, whenever he's talking, I just hear Chris saying that in my head.
Albert Brooks.
Nemo.
Wait, who's
Albert Brooks?
Nemo.
He's so good in the movie.
He is, but it's
Nemo.
Nemo. Totally, it is.
Yeah. Nemo.
Nemo.
Nemo. We're gonna win the lottery.
They did a mashup Yeah. Finding Nemo 2, the lottery kids. The lottery fish.
The lottery fish. We went, I was telling Jonah before you arrived that I took my kids to the Bob Baker Marionette Theater yesterday for their holiday show. And the marionettes, have you heard of this? It's like downtown. It's like 50 years old.
It's underneath the freeway.
It's underneath the freeway. Sketchy, yeah. But the most amazing. Like you are trans. It feels like you were in, like, you know, this. It's a little bit terrifying. Like, you know, it's like a small, you know, the automatrons in like the Small World ride. It feels like that. Like the puppets feel that a little bit terrifying, but oh my God.
That sounds awesome.
You've never been there?
Oh.
No.
It's like if you take Glendale down towards downtown.
That sounds sketchy.
It is. It's like it's.
It's literally under the freeway, but it is. It's the theater's been
under
around
the
50.
Freeway.
Under the freeway.
Sorry,
life can't get much worse, sir. Down here,
lock up your purser.
Under the freeway.
Hire a rehearsal. Yeah.
It's a different kind of crap.
But everyone talks like Sebastian.
Yes. Yes. it's like right. It's, you know, LA Center Studios.
Yeah.
Really,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, right,
like
right,
down
right.
The hill
okay. Baudry. That's
yeah,
like
Baudry.
Baudry.
I can't help. Every time I drive, like, oh, Baudry.
Oh, Baudry.
You shouldn't.
Baudry, you're married.
Oh, please.
Baudry, we're both gentlemen. Put that away.
Baudry.
Put that away this instant.
And Baudry never says anything. He's just very insinuated with his eyes.
Oh, Baudry.
You mean you kill him, Baudry? Put away those eyes.
Baudry,
oh, you can.
Do something.
Lower your eye shades.
Baudry Willoughby.
Baudry.
Baudry.
Baudry. Oh, my God. I love that name, Baudry.
I can't resist to Baudry. How could I
And also
this?
Virgil. Virgil's also a good one, too.
Virgil's good. Virgil Hillhurst.
Virgil. Virgil Hillhurst.
Virgil Hillhurst is what I call that street. It sounds like a name.
Mr. Virgil Hillhurst.
Virgil.
Oh, guys, in L.A., you are loving this conversation.
Glenn Kapach, local jokes get you local work. Sorry. Oh, send us the name of your town streets and we'll make characters out of them.
Hey, look, it's Broadway First. Nope, that doesn't work.
Doesn't work as well.
It's Main and Central. I don't know if I'll be able to find this, but my best friend Mike and I, when we would tour the country doing comedy, we compiled a list of street names from all over the country that were the best character names.
Oh, really?
Yes. We had so many of them.
This is the exact conversation that you're glad you saved this for.
Yes, yeah.
This is
finally
exactly
working out.
I feel like...
And then we'll talk about your stuff.
This is perfect.
I got your iPhone
cover.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's Wookiee fur.
I don't, is it really?
Yeah.
I find that furry. Cruel, but...
No. Oh, I
they
love
don't feel.
That. I still have a BlackBerry, guys. I love my BlackBerry.
What?
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
What?
And my Philofax.
Catherine! Do you like Doctor Who at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then this won't turn you on in any way. Anyway, I had a TARDIS put in my house, but that's not a big deal.
Oh my God.
You did?
It really isn't a big deal if you don't care.
Yeah, because I don't even know what is a TARDIS?
It's a time and relative dimension in space.
Oh,
it's an interdimensional.
It's a police box. It's
like is that the old-timey police box?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's really what he had put in his house.
Yeah, you had like an oldy timey telephone box.
Yeah. It's awesome.
What a TARDIS.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Okay, so these are some of the names that we came up with while driving through the Pacific Northwest. Dillard Cousby. A.W. Blakely. Z. Peavely.
A.W. Blakely hangs out with Baudry.
Yeah, Baudry. Well, A.W. Blakely sounds like a guy who tows cars to me.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, A.W. Blakely.
A.W. Blakely.
A.W. Blakely.
Pinehurst Smelterville.
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 Yeah. Great.
The Smeltervilles.
Smeltervilles. These are the Smeltervilles.
The Smeltervilles and the
Baudrys. Oh, yeah.
But at a certain point, we had to drop off, like, Townville, because then it became too obvious. So we're going to Greeley Boyd, Firestone Longmont.
He's my favorite porn star.
Longmont.
He's my favorite steampunk.
Yeah.
Longmont.
Del Saint Vrain was a fun one. Hannah Tumwater. Bosco Elkton.
Oh, I like that.
Bandag Jubbits.
Baghdad Yubbins. He make a good gumbo.
That's real. Baghdad Yubbins. He made that gumbo.
He make that gumbo.
He make gumbo or jumbo.
You say jumbo. Jumbo gumbo is a big size.
Jumbo gumbo. Yeah. It was a big bowl.
Werner Kellogg.
Mm.
Rochester Grand Mound.
Also a good porn star.
Also.
Grand Mound. Yeah.
Very highfalutin way to get on top of a lady.
Yes.
I shall grand mount you.
Rochester grand mount.
Beaudry, where's my cape?
So you were, and you're in Walter Mitty now.
Yes.
Which is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day.
Oh, Christmas Day, sir. Yes.
That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Are you going to a big premiere?
We did it. We had it. They had a big one about a month ago.
Do you like premieres?
I mean, you know what, I do, because it's usually pretty low, yeah, I don't mind it. I like, especially if it's not like, the stakes for this, for me, I was just so excited to see it on a big screen. Like, sometimes you get to see it on a little computer or like in a screening room beforehand, and this, I was like, I just feel like I need to see it on a big screen.
And did it meet up to your expectations?
It's not so gorgeous, guys. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He's fantastic. Wig's awesome. It's great. Adam Scott. I don't know if you guys have ever had
him. Yes, yeah, Adam's fantastic.
I love that gentleman.
Yeah, his perfect hair. John Daly's in it.
His hair. John Daly's fantastic.
Yeah.
Adam Scott's hair in this is pretty extraordinary.
His hair in everything is good.
Wait. He has a beard in this that is amazing in Walter Mitty. Yeah.
He's an amazing hair guy.
He has got such good hair.
Is it John Daly from Freaks and Geeks or John Daly from Brett Gelman and John Daly? UCB John Daly.
Yeah, UCB from Betas.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
He's a gem. He's fantastic, too. He's got some good facial hair, I guess, from Betas, seeing the posters.
Do you take your kids to the premieres, or do you just go and...
I mean, not to this one. My kids have only... they're 4 and 7, so I have not been able... You know, they've only been able to see a handful of the things that mommy has done in her lifetime.
So
sometimes people will be like, they haven't seen Step Brothers, for example.
Right.
Not yet. For example, my kids will be like, we'll be walking down the street, and someone will be like... No one ever recognizes me, but they'll be like, "Do we go to high school together?" And my son's like, "Have you seen The Last Mimsy?" And I'm just like, because that's the only thing he's been able to see. And I'm like, "Don't say it! Don't say it! Don't say it out loud!"
Have you seen Hung?
No. Have you seen Hung?
No, you're a horrible mother.
we got Gravity as a screener. Which did you guys see Gravity?
No,
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, anyway.
Which so I feel bad about.
We saw the big screen, and then we got a screener. My son wanted to see it so badly. And I was like, I wonder if I would have to fast forward like two places that I know. But then the rest is just actually just suspense.
The Sandra Bullock masturbation in space scene?
I would have to fast forward.
Why did Cuaron leave that in?
Why did he do it?
Wait, is that?
It was amazing act one. Oh, she spends
get bored or something?
Yeah, she just gets
45 minutes in act two just mad.
Well, if you're just floating weird in space without a spacecraft and you're staring at Earth, you kind of want to rub one out. Like,
she's that into science.
Exactly. She loves science.
Yeah,
loves
the oxygen
Earth
deprivation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just trying to make it happen faster.
Yeah,
she's trying to make it happen.
Don't have to choke yourself and there's not a lot of oxygen.
Yeah. The film was originally called Space Wank, and then Cuaron was like, I mean, in Spanish, it translates a lot prettier.
Yeah, a lot was lost in translation.
We don't have a word for it that they
for what
have.
Exactly. It's much more beautiful and poetic.
But there is a Spanish word for, like, when you come in space, and it's really pretty.
Yeah.
But it's here, beautiful. It just sounds like Space Wank.
Space Wank.
So
space Wank.
Like, you can't do that.
Can't do Space Wank.
You can't do that.
You can't do Space Wank on television.
Do you like...
not on airplanes. Space Wank.
Did you always think, oh, I want to have a family, or did you think did it happen by, like, how did it happen?
Just awful accidents that I'm just paying for forever. They my hubby and I have been together, like, it'll be 21 years in January. I know. Thanks, guys. Give or take a hiatus.
What's your secret?
We just never, ever are in the same room. That's okay. We just like to keep it on separate coasts. No, it was like perfect timing. Like, I don't think I could have had a kid in my 20s. Like, I just was not ready in any way. But I remember, like, when I found out I was pregnant with Leonard, is my son, when I found out I was pregnant with him, I had to work that night. And I remember going to a Starbucks. And I had been so excited. I'd really, and I remember finding out I was pregnant. I had found out in a Rite Aid on Wilshire, like squatting over the public, because such a weird story. I'll get there. I was getting an X-ray, and I was like, I should just make sure that I'm not pregnant. Randomly found out while I was squatting over like the public toilet at the Rite Aid, like next to Kate Mandeline.
And what was your first response?
I called my husband. I was like, "Are you sitting down?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Are you alone?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "I'm pregnant."
I said no to both of those things that you asked me.
Okay. And that night I had to work, and I remember like going to Starbucks and saying, "I'll take, you know, whatever. I'll get a latte." And then I was like, "Oh, you better make a decaf." And I burst into hysterical tears. And then it was only like a few months in that I was like, "Oh, this is the greatest." I mean, the greatest.
Did you have like those weird delusions where they're like, "I have a tall latte for pregnant." What? I said for Catherine. I'm so sorry.
I enjoyed both pregnancies tremendously, though. I was like, really loved it. Gained a gazillion pounds each. Like, loved it. Loved it. It was fun. And they're hilarious. And I mean, you know, it's weird. Like, I feel like I haven't, it's incredibly ironic to me that I feel like I have not worked as much since having two small children. So, like, it's awesome. And it's like a constantly trying to like, just like figure it out. It's I don't know how to like, it's being present in whatever is happening is really difficult. Like, if I'm working, I'm thinking about them. When I'm with them, I'm thinking about the next gig.
Oh, wow.
So it's like trying to just stay. I mean, I guess everybody's trying to figure that out. It's just like how to enjoy the non-working time, or, you know, as much as the, like, just trying to be like, okay, like, what can, this is life, man. Like, it's all about.
Life happens every day.
Yep. Whether you know. Get real deep, guys. I'm a raw almonds.
Just let it.
Rawmans.
Let's see your raw almonds.
But that's been the biggest trick, is just to like figure out how to stay present. And yeah, because I mean, it's so, I can't, still so excited to just be working, honestly.
How do you balance the two?
Besides just like, I mean, just liquor and knocking myself out of it. No, I mean, I think it's, I just have to just let go. Like, just, you know, I guess you have to surrender. Like, I mean, they're awesome. It's just like, it's an awesome job that is consolidated. You know, all of a sudden there'll be nothing. And then all of a sudden it's crazy busy. So it's not like I have this 9-to-5 job. The kids are like, they can't. What's hard is to try to make them feel secure and knowing, you know, Mommy's there, and then all of a sudden she doesn't just like disappear to go to a job in Vancouver for 2 weeks. They come with me.
Oh, wow.
If I can, or I'll just like negate my paycheck on plane tickets back and forth. But it's awesome.
Are you sure you shouldn't just disappear for 3 months just for the fuck of it, just to show them like this is going to happen sometimes?
And just like toughen up this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I should. Just go on like a mommy sabbatical. Yeah, this is about time. At 4 and 7, a mother, you know, should just leave.
They can take care of themselves. After a while, they just kind of buddy up and just figure things out.
Should too, my Eat, Pray, Love, like half a year trip.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you could set up some cameras in the house they wouldn't know about and just look at them online. So you still get the experience of seeing them.
Exactly.
You'd really be doing them a favor.
Every 3 months, I'll just send them just like a postcard unmarked.
Yeah, just use that hologram. As an excuse. Yeah. Hey, kids, I found out we're all holograms, so,
I'm not really here anyway. So if I'm not really here now, I don't have to be here.
Mathematically, it's the same, guys.
Yeah,
exactly. Another mommy. And they'll just say, like, just someone else in my place.
We saw another mommy outside the house.
She's not your mommy. Just like another woman that looks like me. This is nice. It's not your mother. It's
thing is, kids, we're all made of stars. Goodbye forever.
Wait, what? just play the song Woodstock. but the Joni Mitchell version, because it's folksier.
Yes, yeah.
I remember my friend telling me about a story growing up. He grew up somewhere in the South, and he remembers going down a street and seeing a sheet that someone had, obviously, like, maybe some children had written on it, "Mama, come home."
Oh.
But, like, put it outside the window, like, as if mommy would just be driving up and down the street.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst? Isn't that the worst?
That's a sadness flag.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. Like, what? Like, mama's not probably driving up and down the street. Awful.
Just a mom going, "Let me see how the old neighborhood's doing. Whoa, is that time for me?"
What if that person grew up and they're just...
All right.
Yeah. That person's like 40 now, but it's still outside
their
apartment.
It's just like tattered.
Yeah,
like the Tibetan prayer flag. It's just like getting less and less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mama, come home.
I hope that person's mother came home.
I hope she came home. I hope maybe she just went... What do you see when you look into there?
Nothing. I'm just resting my eyeball on the microphone.
You're exhausted from your Disneyland trip. Did you go to that secret club?
Club 33? No, we didn't go to Club 33. Mm. Didn't go to Club 33. It's first of all, like the wait list for getting into Club 33, like to be a member of Club 33, it's like a decade long.
Yeah. And who goes that often?
And well, we go like once a season. Like we go every couple months.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We go every few months because we like, you know, it's like you get different seasonal Disney. Like you get Halloween Disney and then you get Christmas Disney and spring and summer's really actually the only time we don't go because it's so fucking crowded.
Was it crowded yesterday?
It was really crowded yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be insane.
Yeah, it was really crowded yesterday. But if you jump Club 33, it's like $10,000 or $20,000 to join.
What?
And we were looking at like the list of benefits, and it's like, oh, you can go in the park early, and there's no blackout dates. You can go whenever you want, and then you get to go to this restaurant. I was like, I don't know.
But it's like you still have to pay for the food at the restaurant, right?
I don't know.
But it's also
that's what
like
I heard. It's like
also it's
not
like
free.
A bar, right?
Isn't yeah, that it's people a, it think has it's a bar hip? In there. And then also, but like people have said that people that I've known that have eaten there said the food at the Blue Bayou is better than the food at Club 33.
Well, I think the.
He doesn't
like
believe in it.
Have you
been
to Club 33? Have you been to Club 33?
I went
for my college graduation.
What?
What?
Yeah. What? Nerdist what? Podcast Muppet Kyle Clark has been to Club 33?
We're bought by Disney.
Oh, you became a part of the. That's amazing.
Really good.
Is it good?
It's real good.
We've never been.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever will. I always go to the old time. Like my favorite is the Peter Pan ride and the. I love the old.
I like
the Peter Pan
too.
Ride is awesome.
I don't.
It's always the longest line in Fantasyland too.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's so worth it.
It is so worth it to go over London. I mean, it's so gorgeous.
It can't fit.
It's magic. We got rides. You can't fit this ride.
Yeah,
you're so tall.
Yeah, it sucks.
I got. It sucks. It's awesome.
I can imagine because you were kids and you went probably right.
Yeah.
And then you still get to go, and it's like it's almost a very similar experience for me. I used to get to go, and now I go and I can't fit.
You can't fit.
I'm 5'10". I'm like tall enough. I'm tall enough to not feel short, but I'm not too tall.
But you grew up, I never had gone gone before having kids. No, I grew up in Ohio. We would go to a place called Cedar Point.
Yeah, Cedar Point, roller coasters.
Amazing roller coasters. Amazing, amazing roller coasters.
It used to be number one in the world.
There was, the first time I swore in front of my father was on a ride called the Demon Drop.
How'd it go?
I just remember my dad like turning and looking at me, and then dropped. It was like this box that would take you up and then just drop you.
That was you dropping your innocence falling.
My innocence fell right out of my Catholic uniform.
I left my childhood at the top of Demon's Drop.
I love that it's Demon's Drop.
Yeah.
I think it might be. I want it to be. There's a possessive in there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
it's
that. I thought it was
drop.
Demon Drop. A oh, Demon's Drop.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little cookie.
Sounds like a little cookie.
It's supposed to be like
a little
lemon drop.
Spice and cayenne pepper on that.
Just a little Paula Deen cookie. And a Demon's Drop.
Yeah, these ones are the devil because you can't stop eating them.
You can't stop eating them.
They possess me.
Temptation.
You guys, the N-words love these cookies.
Whoa. Why would you say that, Paula?
Paula, Paula, Paula.
It's the word of the day.
Paula.
What?
Paula.
I'm sorry, the demon's cookie made me do it.
It made her do it. Oh, Paula Deen.
The demon cookie made me do it.
I made her do it.
Made me say that awful word.
What word?
What word were you talking about? Maybe you could ply my lips with another demon cookie.
Here's the one more demon cookie. Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
It's better than an N-word. Mouth
I know. Paula Deen. Paula Deen.
Baudry, bring me the cookies. Well, that's a callback.
That's what we call a callback.
The fucking the vegetable gumbo in New Orleans Square. They serve it in a bread bowl.
Bread bowl.
You can eat the bowl.
Oh, I love that.
Bread bowl. Megan
bread
bowl.
I feel like I saw that when I was in Disneyland. I feel like that was a moment that had come and gone. The bread bowl, the soup in the bread bowl.
Yeah. So
it feels like at the same genre as like of you know a sun-dried tomato.
Yeah.
There was like a whole like there was like it feels a little dated now.
Yeah, it's more of a thing for boardwalks.
No,
yes,
a bowl that you can consume.
Yeah, honey, but have you never seen those before? Like that was.
Yes,
I feel like when we
so
were
good.
In high school, that was exciting.
Well, everyone was wearing them
at Panero's. Everyone wanted a bread bowl.
They're like the Birkenstocks of food.
Yes,
like they had a moment.
They totally had. Birkenstocks are still here to stay. I love my Birks.
At UCLA, when I went there, I noticed that people would wear dudes would wear white tube socks and Birkenstocks. Socks I was and... like, meh, does not compute.
No, it does not.
But they still, but they do it. But they did it anyway.
But they did they it. Do. We, it's not that attractive. We would laugh about Crocs with socks. My husband sometimes wear them around the house.
Crocs and socks.
Crocs and socks, guys. Crock out with your croc out, guys. I love that you had that a bread bowl. What other ride did I freak out about? That weird area around the hotel the night before we had gone.
There's Downtown Disney?
What's happening?
It's Downtown Disney.
Yeah. We went to this place called the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yeah. The Rainforest Cafe. That's a chain.
Really trippy. Yeah. Yes, and it's a train. A train.
Yes, it's a train that moves so along the country bringing joy to everybody that wants a shitty burger.
It was intense with a lot of also like a ton. And then every like 20 minutes there's a rainstorm.
But they have those, I saw Rainforest Cafe in the mall in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's like they just put them wherever people are just,
And they're like, it's tropical.
Yeah.
Like we're on a vacation. And then there's like a gorilla that's like, oh.
Good. And then you have to have some sort of a capitalist type of cafe, like an ESPN zone. Just cut it and cut the Rainforest Cafe in half.
In half.
Yeah.
Yes. That's totally true.
And displace a bunch of the people who work there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just out front.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know where to go.
Yeah. It's
my cafe.
Just like the three sad macaw puppets.
Yeah,
there's just a camp. There's a settlement that you have to go to get some of the things you used to be able to get from the rainforest.
What happened to Keith? He's extinct. His whole species is extinct because of the ESPN zone.
ESPN zone. My husband was we're talking about food now, but my husband, when he was in New York recently, they went to see a Broadway show and then decided couldn't get anywhere for dinner, so they went to Guy Fieri's American Grill. That is the best. Have you read that amazing
review? We read the menu.
It was great.
Oh, and the menu is amazing.
Yeah, we almost went because we had a show across the street from there, and last time we were in New York.
Oh, we still just couldn't bring ourselves.
No, it was real hard.
I just want to have dinner. I don't want to get punched in the cock by a menu.
You're going to get punched in the cock by a random fried menu.
Yeah.
Which is
the menu's deep fried.
Deep fried.
Oh. They just serve deep fried batter. So
the juices. He loves it.
Yeah.
That Guy Fieri. And it's huge. But my husband was like, he said it was awesome and rough. I think, and empty.
Did they ever figure out the actual sales to ironic sales that they have?
No, I wonder.
Yeah, I always think that too about the Sound of Music live thing. How many views were ironic?
Did you see that?
Parts.
Wasn't it like three? I think it's awesome that it's old school and awesome they did like a live. I was excited by that, but then I kept thinking in my mind, I was like, did they shoot this at the Grove? Like everything I saw looked like maybe she was just wandering down the Grove and had, I don't know, I wonder. I heard it was not amazing, but that a lot of people saw it.
I think that if Ed Hardy were Geppetto, that Guy Fieri would be the boy that he made.
That would be yes. Oh my god.
Or the Guy Fieri is like this gingerbread man that if you can catch him is like his hair tastes frosty, like you could eat him. If you could pin him down, you could eat him.
Yes.
I like that idea that Guy Fieri was made.
He was made.
And by Ed Hardy.
Yeah. The guy was trying to make a chef, but then a Smash Mouth CD fell into the batter.
Yeah.
And yes. Then,
Hey now, I'm a real boy.
Oh, I love
it. We could make the most fucked up Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yes,
Ed Hardy's ever. Pinocchio.
That's the name of it, too. The most fucked up Pinocchio.
Ed Hardy's Geppetto. Oh, my God, you guys, it has to happen. Oh, my God. Hey now. Oh.
Hey now, I'm a real boy.
I'm a rock star.
It's like the music of Smash Mouth as he's going like off to the land of Misfit Toys.
Oh.
Where the Chris Angel is there and just Chris Angel's like Jiminy Cricket.
Yes.
Some Geppetto once told me.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Boy, you'll be a real boy. You ain't as smart as Jiminy Cricket.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
The whale is coming, can't stop the whale from coming.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's so good. Guys,
All that glitters is a star that you wish upon.
Now, what I'm really finding out about this is that you know a lot of Smash Mouth songs.
Yeah,
that's
really?
One Smash Mouth song.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he did. He
guys,
did. It's one Smash
one.
Mouth.
He's
divided
well,
it.
Be welcome.
That's another one.
Oh, my God. Real good, guys.
I think we did it.
Yeah. I think this is had.
Are you...
Ed Hardy.
Are you followable online anywhere?
No, I have no presence online in any way. I really don't.
You must lead a happy life.
I do. I don't.
What's
I'm not,
it like?
I'm not on Twitter. You got? I'm not on. Yeah, no, none of it. Eventually, one day, maybe. But I don't even have Facebook. I know.
That's amazing.
Keeping it close.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Or lazy, guys.
Yeah. No, but I.
Or
think
it could be lazy.
It could. It
I'll
would be one more thing
my file of facts.
Between work and your kids. It would be one thing to pull your attention.
I mean, but how boring is that conversation? Who doesn't have a busy life when they have kids and work? It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I could, but I just like I don't know. I like a little for an. I mean, it's different. I like being a little bit of. I mean, who cares? I don't have nothing to say. Like, it's a little bit of mystery.
Ah, yes.
And you still got to have some time for your husband, and it's time to...
Oh, gosh, guys. I really do think I might have to chalk it up to just laziness. Honest
fine.
To God.
You're
honest
allowed to be
God.
Lazy. You work and have a family.
Do you think there's... Is there...
Sometimes.
Is there going to be a...
You sometimes have a family?
I sometimes have a family. Sometimes I work, sometimes I
have
a family.
Hologram? Yeah. They're a hologram. Your family's
exactly.
a hologram.
Exactly. Listen, yeah. I don't know. Another family.
Now that I think about it, I've never actually touched them. My hand would go right through.
My hand would literally go right through them.
Oh, Leonard, where are you?
It's good for the holidays. And
holiday
otherwise.
Hologram.
Holiday
I feel like there's got to be like a Miller's sequel, right? The first movie did great.
Don't you think there should be like Nick and I would laugh about being in the Meet the Fitzgeralds. I love working with him
That's
so
what they
much.
Said. Don't know they have a baba.
They should just follow those fuckers.
Or that should be, you know what? That's one of those things where I feel like they could make that into a TV series. They could spin a series. Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they could spin a series.
I would have to live in, like, Skechers sidekicks. Or, you know, what are the shape-ups.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And my fanny pack and my denim printed shorts.
You could do it.
And my, like a croquis. I love a croquis, guys.
Oh, why does why
croquis.
Don't they do that?
Croquis.
Pitch that as a TV show. That needs to be a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That
should
would
be a TV show.
Wait, Nick's already on a TV
He's
show.
He's on a TV show, yeah.
Shit.
He has no time.
How long can Parks and Rec run, really?
I think
no one's ever known.
Who knows, guys? I feel like it could be just on forever, and it should be.
It could be.
It's I just did the 100th episode.
Oh, wow. 100 episodes already, huh?
Wow. I know. I love that group so fucking much.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler, have you guys had... She's, like, the best.
Actually, human. Amy's never been on the podcast, but she is delightful.
She is. Have you seen... She and that guy that Billy... Is it Billy... Who does the like awesome ambush on the
street? Oh, Billy Eckner.
Have you seen him and Amy doing the
so
Christmas
good.
Carol? It's so good.
So good.
It's so good.
Billy on the
What's
street.
What's your kid's name? Arrow? I'm not dealing fucking with this bullshit. What's your kid's name? Arrow? Fuck that shit. He's so good.
Are you working on anything at the moment that you can talk about? Or no?
I just did Tomorrowland. I've got Jason Bateman's movie Bad Words is coming out, which is really funny.
He directed that, right?
Yeah. It's coming out in March. It's real fun. Very, very, very funny. He plays a guy, a grown up joining a spelling bee. He finds a loophole, and it's like the trailer's fantastic. It's good. It's real good. And
I love the premise. Yeah, that's great.
And I did a pilot for Showtime. We're waiting to hear on that, which I hope would be so fun.
Come on, Showtime.
Come on,
what
Showtime.
Else do you have?
Ray Donovan.
What else do you have?
They have a lot of good shit, guys. They have a lot of good shit. Have you seen Ray Donovan?
Every
Jonah is obsessed
really?
With Ray Donovan.
People love that show. I haven't seen it. I mean, I haven't seen anything. We talked about this before.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be
I don't feel like I haven't watched it because I don't feel like I could personally enjoy the show any more than what I've absorbed off of how much Jonah enjoys
Jonah's
the
passion.
Show.
Jonah's got his finger on the pulse. I feel like you've seen a lot of
like
stuff.
Like Shaq on the tiger.
Oh, yes.
You have your claw on the nose of pop culture.
Forget it, Chris. It's Tinseltown.
Sorry.
No, I don't know. I like.
Is
I
that
like
a Ray Donovan reference?
No, it's a Chinatown reference.
Oh, Chinatown reference.
I don't know. I like stuff. So
yeah,
just,
it's awesome.
You know,
really, I've got. I am feel so out of. I mean, I just finished House of Cards.
I still haven't even started House of Cards.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. See,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, I feel a lot better about myself.
You're pretty hip hologram, Jonah.
Hologram.
Let's think about this puppet show I saw yesterday, which I don't think it's called the Holiday Spectacular. I don't think they could get the rights for all of the songs, so that there was a lot of like fudging of lyrics, which made my husband and I laugh. Like, instead of "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas," it was a lot of like "Have a ho 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 ho."
Jesus.
Like, it was so good. It was like "Have a ho 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 Christmas." It was so good. It was like the weight of my heart. I love that stuff.
Yourself exactly. A happy big Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my teeth. So it's like if the rhythm is off like by two beats, it then won't be the same.
Okay, yeah.
No,
ours isn't the same because you see this one goes like this,
and she does it really lisp, which is awkward. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah.
We thought that was disrespectful, so we took that out.
It's so good. Have a ho, 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 ho. I was like, really? Is that what they're going with? That's fantastic.
Ho, 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 ho. Which is very applicable to being under the freeway. That's
very true. Yeah. Hey, you don't have to remember any lyrics. I like it.
I like it. So keeps it simple for the kids.
Yeah, no rehearsal. We just show up the day of the show.
We just show up day of the show.
Ho, 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 ho.
That's how my dad would practice for gigs. My dad was a kind of a frustrated singer in Ohio.
Like this, like, oh!
Yeah.
La, 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 fucking la. God damn it.
Bullshit.
He always said, I was like, oh, I've got a gig. And I was like, you mean 11 o'clock mass in the choir? Like, it's the best, the best, the best.
So sweet.
The best. And so he would always practice on the way to his gigs. He'd be like, hur, hur. Like, he would do this like amazing vocal thing that reminded me of it. And then he would play the bells on Christmas. But he would be very focused. And then every so often be like, ding, ding.
Did he
and
say ding,
really,
ding?
That would be amazing. Oh, my God. That was hard to watch. Like, my brothers and I would, I mean, that was like, it was tears pouring. We were laughing like we have never, because he was so serious, and he had like two
What's so goddamn
dogs.
Funny?
Oh, and he was so serious with his like mistletoe on his, I mean, the cutest. And so serious. Oh, it was the cutest. The cutest.
That's sweet.
I know, sweet dad.
Well, they must be happy that you're doing stuff.
He is. He's still working his like. He's still got his like gigs. He wants to do
his
like
masses.
His masses. Yeah. The best. Yeah.
Well, it's holograms. We have no mass. I just want you guys.
We have no mass, guys. No moss.
I liked
but
it.
No moss. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I
liked it. Like, hey, I liked it. Okay.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
laughed.
All right. What more can I do to express?
Hey, Chris, I liked it.
Philosophy. I'm on the fence, guys.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho.
Ho 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 ho
ho ho ho ho
ho ho ho ho ho ho ho ho ho ho jingle. Don't got the brightest nose in the shed.
Oh my God! It is happening.
No!
It has happened. But it not. Oh my God, you guys! It's such a good idea.
Santa wants to tell me the sled you're gonna
oh, yeah, yeah.
The other reindeer with their hoof and their thumb and a shape on their antlers. This doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't.
We did it, guys.
We did it. You've got somewhere to be.
I do.
Oh, yeah, me too. I have to work at 1 o'clock.
What?
Oh,
what?
But you work 3 minutes away.
Yes. Where do you do the game? Where is it? It's like right up the street.
I'm doing a cartoon. I do a cartoon.
Oh, never mind.
I'll do a cartoon.
Sanjay and Craig.
It's Sanjay and Craig. I'm a talking snake. I can't believe I forgot.
God.
We had all this talking
snake.
I thought it was people yelling at their old.
You're a snake. Four people who know that. You're a snake.
I love it.
Fucking idiot.
Which is also like an old timey like insult. You are a snake.
You know that. Snake,
snake oil salesman. Yeah.
You're the nephew of a snake. What?
What?
This is
weird
steampunk insults. I don't know.
Steampunk has come up twice.
Always hot on the brain.
I love a steampunk.
You brass liquor. What?
What?
Why would you?
I love that.
Yeah.
You're playing a snake.
I play a snake.
Yeah.
What show is it?
It's called Sanjay and Craig.
Oh, fine. Of course.
Your kids probably
fantastic.
Watch
It's super. It's really funny. Actually, your 7-year-old might like it.
They should. Where is it on?
It's on Nickelodeon. It's a lot of. Really there's good. A it's lot like, of poop yay. And fart humor.
Fantastic. We love regular show in our house right now, which is good. Very funny.
You'll like this then. It's real fast and real fun and silly.
Yay!
The guys who show run it are the guys who created Pete and Pete. The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
And then one of the Adventure Time guys.
One of the Adventure Time guys, that's right.
Yeah.
And then the guy who designed it also designed...
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
I just did an episode of Bob's Burgers. I was like, you're amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
They're so good. Yay, though.
Do you know Malik Panchuli?
Yeah, we went to school together.
He's the... What?
Yeah, we went to Northwestern.
He plays Sanjay. He plays Sanjay.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please give him my love. Do
I
you
will.
Guys get to do
How
it
do you
together?
Want me to express that love? Through?
Oh, just a huge hug.
Okay, good.
Like
okay.
a huge... I love that guy.
Okay, yeah. He's great.
He's a gem. But yeah, we went to Northwestern and to Yale together.
He's in New York, so he records in New York usually.
Oh, fine. So you can't give him a hug.
Yeah, but I will give him a hug next time.
Han says, just sends a big old fuck you.
I will, as I'm hugging him
really tight. In 2014. Yes. Oh, good. Yeah, just whisper it gently. He is awesome. He's also like never stops working.
No, he's
so happy.
He's great.
And he's good.
And his voice, he really does sound like an excitable little boy.
He's done a lot of awesome. I just had my first animated series that's going to be coming in out in
Chosen.
What is, yeah.
Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah. And Grant, all the Roughhouse guys.
All the Roughhouse guys.
Yeah.
Which is the Eastbound guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trailers have been looking real funny.
It's funny.
It's about the first white gay ex-con rapper.
Yeah, played by Michael Pena.
Yeah.
I enjoy Bobby Moynihan a lot, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and Bobby Moynihan's delicious.
Yes.
I think Method Man is in it.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, and the guys from Archer, so has the same animation house.
Oh, that's
as
awesome.
Archer. Yeah.
Yeah. And that Grant guy's a gem. They're all nice peeps.
Well, I hope you come back sometime.
You guys, please have me again. This
yes,
was
we
awesome.
Will.
You are worth the wait.
Come, I know. I'm so sorry. I was 20 minutes.
You were
late.
In Disneyland.
Bullshit. I know. It only took 30 minutes to get there, and so I was like, oh, it'll probably take like 40 minutes,
no,
and it was
know,
like an
I
hour
know.
And
no,
15 minutes to get back. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone coming back home after Disneyland.
Everyone had the same idea as
I love that
I had.
You were staying in that amazing hotel, though. It makes me want to go back.
Yeah,
the most gorgeous motel.
Just to hang out in the in the little teeny rocking chairs facing the old television, and they play like cartoons for the kids.
Well, if you want to see what the
your iPhone cover is
really
fantastic.
Really.
I'm gonna show. I'll show her, Jonah, not you. I don't care if you like it.
Wait,
what's going on in the lobby?
This is the lobby.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle, guys.
It's really
take it back,
great,
Chris.
Can't take it
back. I want to see the lobby.
You've made your
choice.
You
guys, that is gorgeous.
There's the giant bear from the river rafting ride.
He's got a life jacket on.
There's me and the girlfriend in front of the tree.
Oh, you guys, that's romance.
Yeah. All right. So that's that.
Fine.
All right.
You guys, big finish.
Bye.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Is it still happening? What's going on? Does it kind of
happening.
Fade out?
Jonah's.
I thought it was funny if we all just got up.
Okay, let's get out.
Okay. Kyle, you have
Done.
To stay here, though.
All right, yes, sir.
And you do a couple of things.
I don't want you to move from that chair until we come back for podcast tomorrow.
Well, you need to get a haircut.
I don't care.
No,
what you
don't.
Need.
It looks so good. It's like Rod Stewart.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
I take that as a compliment.
You have to. I think you should.
You look like Rod Stewart, my mom said.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.